on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 3. Over 4,500 people have complained to the BBC over comments made by Jeremy Clarkson that public sector strikers should be shot. The One Show was forced to apologise afterwards. Britain's biggest public sector trade union, Unison, is getting legal advice. Assistant General Secretary Karen Jennings says the Top Gear presenter should go.
I think we need more than an apology. I think other broadcasters have been sacked for the same or less.
Meanwhile, union leaders have restarted discussions with government departments after yesterday's strike. The talks over public sector pension reforms are aimed at avoiding any further industrial action. Britain's top prosecutor has expressed extreme concern after the collapse of the country's biggest ever police corruption trial. Eight former officers were accused of colluding to pervert the course of justice over the wrongful conviction of three men for the murder of a Cardiff prostitute. There are calls for restrictions on NHS workers with HIV to be relaxed after a review found an extremely low risk of it being passed to patients. At the moment, healthcare workers diagnosed with the virus aren't allowed to perform most surgical or dental procedures. Singer Annie Lennox is campaigning to challenge the stigma that still surrounds HIV in the UK.
Well, there are a great deal of misconceptions about HIV. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people still might recoil at the idea of kissing someone, hugging someone, sharing a cup with someone. This is all nonsense, and this is really why we need to re-message.
The Governor of the Bank of England has delivered a warning to Britain's banks. Sir Mervyn King says they need to increase their resilience to what he calls the exceptionally threatening environment in the Eurozone. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry will be the official ambassadors for Britain's athletes in the run-up to and during the London 2012 Games. William, Kate and Harry say they're honoured to become ambassadors for Team GB and Paralympics GB. That's the latest. I'm Adam Lindsay.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. Don't forget that joining me very, very shortly will be Katie from Vintage Victory. I'm going to speak to her about all things Vintage Victory. Let's have a look at the roads.
Phoenix FM travel news with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's one lane closed on the A127 Southend Arterial Road eastbound in Southend on Sea between the Progress Road Junction and the Bell House Road Junction because of emergency repairs. The A128 Ongar Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. Don't forget the Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. Major roadworks on the A130 Sadler's Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 Junction. Narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between Junction 29 and Junction 30. Roadworks on the A176 Noak Hill Road in Billericay between the Wash Road Junction and the St Agnes Road Junction. Gas mains work on the High Street here in Brentwood at the B185 Kings Road Junction. And Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction, and Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction because of roadworks.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Mummy, why does Nana sometimes forget things?
Nana has something called dementia, sweetie. It means that sometimes she forgets people's names or what she's doing. It can be a bit confusing, can't it?
Yes. But why does she have to move home?
She's moving to Anisha Grange to be with people who can look after her properly. The carers there will spend time really getting to know Nana and find out what she likes doing best.
She likes gardening. Will she be able to do that?
You bet. They have a fantastic garden. I think Nana will feel much happier there.
Good. I like it when Nana's happy.
Anisha Grange, the new care home in Billericay, opens this autumn. To view, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Join me, Jules Batazzi, for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday at 7pm. Whether you want to improve your fitness, discover complementary therapies, get the lowdown on the latest surgical breakthroughs, or simply hear all the latest news from the world of health, you'll find it all on Body Talk. It's the show that can inspire you and motivate you and maybe even change your life. That's Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday night at 7pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
A pillow for my head, I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat. I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a turbo heater. Oh, and now it's getting on the road, so it's getting sweeter. I got legs on my chairs and a head for a hair. Bought it a pan and some shoes and my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. Two pairs of socks and a door with a lock. I got food in my belly and a license for my telly. And nothing's gonna bring me down. In my car, I got most of the memes and scripts for the scenes. I'm out and about, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my daddy, and nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm out of blowing out of hand.
And that was Paolo Nutini. Let's have a look at some local events. And don't forget that I'm going to be talking to Katie very shortly from Vintage Victory.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 9th of December at 8pm, Mike Barry's Jazz UK United is going to be at the Exchange Music Club or at the Exchange House on Blackmore Road in Blackmore. It's £7 to go along. If you need to know more, call David Price on 01277 824616. If you want to have a look at our full list of events, you can have a look at all the www.phoenixfm.com/local events. Get in touch with me here by emailing radio@phoenixfm.com with your local event if you want us to feature it and shout about it.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And I'm now going to bring you Lily Allen Smile, and then you can smile along to my discussion with Katie from Vintage Victory.
Been on my own that way, just sat by myself all day. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you're calling me up on the phone, so you can have a little wine and a moan. It's only because you're feeling alone.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive, and joining me now in the studio, as promised, is Katie from Vintage Victory. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Gabby. And
good.
How are you?
I'm just checking. I always ask my guests how they are, because I don't really care how they are. I just need to check I can hear them in the microphone. No, I'm only joking. But I do need to know, because sometimes the microphones can be a bit dodgy on me. Okay. I'm rubbish with technology. So, Katie, you're here today to represent and talk about Vintage Victory, aren't you? Because
yes.
You're actually a local business.
We are, yes.
Look, we're just so chatty. We'd be a nightmare on the radio together. You can tell we're both dying to talk. Well, I was going to start off just by asking you, what is VintageVictory.com?
Well, VintageVictory.com is an online community and marketplace. We're pretty vintage, and we are a local business, and we have members from around the world on our website.
Right, okay. So you do operate locally, don't you?
Yes.
What's your company philosophy?
Well, our company philosophy really is we very much take a can-do attitude to everything. And I think that sort of shows on our site, vintagevictory.com. It's a very positive and happy sort of place to be. And people can join the community on the site and just chat about what they do, and they can upload their videos and their pictures and blogs and talk about vintagey things, events and what have you. And also we have shops on the site where members can then have a shop, an online shop. It's a fully e-commerce solution, and you can have your own little e-commerce shop in the marketplace.
You need to now describe what e-commerce
means.
Okay. To someone that isn't that good with technology like me.
Right, okay. If you have something vintage inspired or handmade that you want to sell, and you don't want to go to the trouble and expense of setting up your whole own website, and you want to be part of a community and take advantage of what Vintage Victory brings in terms of how it promotes the site, then you can set up your own little shop and people can buy from you through the site.
Through your site.
Yes.
That's amazing. So people don't even need to have a website.
Correct.
That's fantastic. So do you look after all of that side of things, or how much do they then have to, or do you say give them login details onto your site?
What happens is you set up your own little profile and account on the site. And you can, as I say, you don't have to have a shop. You can just be part of the community and upload videos and just find out what's going on. People tell us about events locally and not so locally that's happening. But then if you do want to, if you're a business or someone who's just interested in selling things, you can open a little online shop in the Vintage Victory Marketplace. And everything is there for you. You log into your account. You can put all the details of everything you want to sell, upload pictures. It's got stock control. It's a whole little business, if you like, for you.
And Vintage Victory, you guys are paying for the server.
So
it's being done. Because you said something about it being cost effective, didn't you?
It's hugely cost effective, because all you do is you pay one small flat monthly fee, and everything else is taken care of. We don't take a portion of we don't charge you to list. We don't take any fees for sales. We don't take anything. Mm-hmm. There's one very small flat monthly fee which you pay, and that's it, and everything is there for you.
That's fantastic. So I do understand already, because I am a website owner myself, and one of the questions that before my website designer could quote me, he said to me, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you about numbers.
Okay.
He said to me, do you need to have a shop facility?
Yes.
And I said no, and he said, right, that makes it much simpler for you, or much better for you, because I think having, you know, setting up a website is expensive in itself, as I know, but then having a website that can then be a shop costs quite a bit more, because it's a lot more complicated, isn't it?
You've pretty much got it, yes. It does cost a lot more, because the development behind it is a lot more complicated. And what we've done through vintagevictory.com is have a... We've done all that side of it for you, the e-commerce side. You have people who come onto the site to buy things, put items into a shopping cart. They don't have to just put your items into a shopping cart. They can put various different sellers' items into a shopping cart.
Wow.
And then make one checkout. And it's all done through PayPal, so it's all safe, secure, and PayPal.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you sort out that side of things as well, because that can be another issue for people.
It couldn't be easier.
And then I suppose you also have, Vintage Victory also sorts out security of the website and all of that. All of the worries that come with having a website, you worry about it being hacked. One of my website, thankfully, hasn't been hacked, but something I hate about my website is the fact that I get loads and loads of spam comments, because I have a comments page facility, and it's a nightmare trawling through all of this spam, but obviously obviously, you know, I presume people that sell through you don't even have to worry about spam. Would that be right?
Yes, correct.
Because you sort all
we,
of that out.
Yeah, we basically have developed the site to make it as simple as we can for people who just want to have an online presence, whether it just be to chat about vintagey things or what
that's
have
really
you,
nice
or to
as
sell.
Well yeah because that's the other thing, some people are vintage mad.
Yes.
It's like almost a hobby. It's a so that's really nice. Because then what about really really small sellers? Is that quite a nice option for them as well? When I think of people, when you said handmade things, I know loads of people that make things handmade and they don't have websites because I think they think that they're too small to but then this kind of gives them a way to sort of, because everything is moving online.
Yes.
Whether people like it or not, if you want to progress, if you want to move forwards in business, I really do think that you need to at some point you really need to just take on your fear, because a lot of it is just fear, and you need to learn, and you can learn, anyone can learn anything.
Yeah.
And I think it really does help. You do use social media, don't you, speaking of technology?
Yes, absolutely. One of the big things that we do on the site is to promote the site and to promote the store owners through social media. We're big fans of social media. We particularly, as you well know, use Twitter, being a fellow Twitterer. We use Twitter and we use Facebook because everybody does. But we're also big fans of YouTube as well, and we have a YouTube channel, vvcnews.com. We think that's definitely the way forward. People like video. but we promote
so that's just got recordings so people can look up.
We've got all sorts of fun stuff on there. It's very much a fun, happy place to be. That's the whole point of it. We bring things with Gerardo, my partner, being an American from Los Angeles. He likes to bring UK and English and London things to the Americans and to Los Angeles because they do like it. And the other way around. And we have so many people who are really sort of get a little insight into how things work in the London and the British vintage scene and what have you. But we just have lots of fun things on there, little clips of this, clips of that, and it's worth taking a little look.
Yeah, no, that sounds fantastic. And now that you've said that, because you say it's all about, you know, having fun, it sounds like an online community for people that are interested in vintage, whether you make something or not, whether you want to sell or not, you know, anyone interested in vintage anything, you know, can join this online community. I was just wondering, completely out of the blue, this question, so you don't know it's coming,
okay.
Be warned, no. What gave you the inspiration to start a business like this?
Gosh, yeah, it was, I suppose the inspiration came from both of us, from me and Gerardo. And we're both into business and we're both into vintage. And it just seemed like we're both into moving forward and doing something for the future. And this seemed like the great sort of way to embrace the old and the new and to do something a little bit fun and exciting and a little bit different, and also to bring what we do with the online shops is give a lot of small businesses and people who might just do it as a hobby or don't want to go the full online presence with their own website, give them the opportunity to be online,
really,
because that's what, you know,
expand,
as you say, everyone needs to be on. But having said that as well, actually, if you do have your own website, you can still, you know, join Vintage Victory, because we do publicize it a lot through the social media. We're at the moment we've got about 125,000 social media friends, so we've got a lot of people that we talk to on a regular basis.
What about people that have set up say blogs, for example, mm-hmm. and that's kind of as far as they've got? Would that be another they could still benefit from joining with you if they say want to extend their blog into
basically being able to sell, because what often starts as a hobby, and I've had guests on my drive show before, it all starts as a hobby, a nice relaxing thing to do, and then all of a sudden they think, hang on a minute, I could sell these.
Yes.
Because they start making so many because they're enjoying it so much they don't actually know what to do with it. So that could be quite helpful for people that say just have like hobby blogs, and then they're thinking, I would like to sell online.
Even if they just have that first step and have a hobby blog, they can set up a profile and become part of the community and post their blog entries on the site for other people to see.
Oh, wow.
So other people will, you know, will be interested in it. And again, what we do is we feature community members and online store owners through our social media, and we tweet about them and, mm-hmm. and what have you. So that gets more more people interested in
what they're doing.
Yeah,
fantastic. So it's kind of like you're doing the hard work, as
we
in
are.
The
We're
advertising
a,
work
a little bit of yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play some music now. I'm sure listeners have probably noticed that lots of phones vibrating on the desks. I hope you're enjoying that sound in the background. Okay, yes, I'm going to play a song now by David Grant, and then I'll be joined in the studio by Katie again to just talk about a few things that we haven't yet discussed. And that was David Grant. I'm still joined in the studio by Katie from VintageVictory.com. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're not too in need of water. We don't have any taps here at Phoenix. It's awful, isn't it? But there is a Summerfield next door. Now, I wanted to ask you next about things more local, because we've been talking a lot about social media and the online side of things, which of course is important now. We're living in the 21st century. But what do you do, because I do know you do things local, what do you do locally for perhaps local people that are into vintage and craft and making things themselves?
Right. Well, whereas VintageVictory.com has a global reach, we do something very, very, very local, actually. And we do the Vintage Victory Markets. And we did our first market for Halloween back in October. And we've got a fantastic Vintage Victory Christmas market coming up on Saturday the 17th of December. It's at the Shenfield Parish Hall, just down the road from here. It's free admission and it's from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're going to have so many exciting things there, as well obviously as the vintage inspired and handmade sellers. We have got live entertainment from Annie Andrews, 40s starlet. We have got live entertainment from our very own singing Santas. We have got face painting for children. We have a fabulous vintage tea room. We have a beauty parlor. We have all sorts going on. Loads and loads.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. How did your one, you said that the first one was in October?
Yes.
How did it go?
It went very, very, very well. We had really good feedback from it. And our second one in December has more than doubled. So we've had lots of people wanting to get involved.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then are you taking care of the promotion, or how much do sellers have to do themselves? If you've got stall holders there, how are we reaching, other than obviously coming into the radio? I know that you're doing that. How are you letting more and more people know?
Well, we do a lot through the social media, through Twitter particularly and Facebook, but we use the more traditional, I suppose, methods of communication, paper. So we have been advertising in various publications and what have you locally, and handing out leaflets, and our some of our stall holders have been handing out leaflets and what have you, and we've sort of got a whole sort of hopefully viral growth going on with people telling people.
Yeah, so do you think your markets are going to get more and more people are going to know about them?
Well, I very, very much hope so, because we work hard to make them, not just a market, but a fun and exciting and pleasant place for people to go.
Well, that's really, really nice to have that to look forward to. And if more and more people know about it, plus it really does offer more opportunities for local businesses or local people that make things or sell anything vintage, because a lot of them find it really, really hard to reach their market, because making things does keep you a bit isolated to an extent, because you're and also from my own point of view, as you know, I sell gluten-free baking, and on the day before they actually say how important it is on the lead up to it that you use all of this social media to tell your audience that you're going to be there at this time so that they can get out there. I heard that this has all been proven, that you should tweet about things before you're going to get there, and people do sort of see it, and it does make people go, because people have got really, really bad memories. You tell them about something that's on in a couple of weeks, and by the time it gets to the day they forget, whereas if they get a tweet and they're like, oh, it's tomorrow. But in the lead up to an event, someone that makes things is often so busy getting ready for the event, so it's kind of like you're taking care of the social media for the event, which is fantastic, really. What a help in hand, because the thing is if you arrive at your event and you've got all of these things that you've been busy making or getting together or organising, then you get there and oh whoops, you forgot to invite the audience, or you forgot to invite your market. So
I mean, it's a bit like our website is a virtual marketplace, a virtual community, and what we're doing locally is bringing all that to a physical marketplace. So we are, if you're a stallholder with us and you have Twitter and Facebook and what have you, then we'll tell people about it.
Say again the date for your one in December.
It's Saturday the 17th of December.
Saturday the 17th.
For all your last minute Christmas presents. Some fantastic stuff there. Some really good quality stuff. All made in Essex. Just brilliant.
And
brilliant
for the experience itself. Sounds yes. Wonderful. Have you got anything planned for Christmas apart from that?
Actually, that's what we've got planned for Christmas.
Oh, is that the I didn't know if you wanted to share anything personal or there. I mean, no, I do use Phoenix as a bit of self-therapy, but, you know.
No, we're working really hard to make this absolutely yeah. brilliant fun for everyone.
I hope you get a chance to put your feet up afterwards. I really do, Katie, because, you know.
We've got to keep working.
I'm having my first day off on Sunday
oh, wow.
for about a month.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I'm really looking forward to that, you
yes.
can imagine. But
yes.
I bet you I'll actually miss work, because it's a bit like that when you do a job you love, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you a fan of The Only Way Is Essex, Towie? Because a lot of people ask that question.
Yes. Yes, a lot of people ask me that question. And I think what I say is you probably either are a fan or you aren't a fan. There's no sort of halfway. So I'm going to have to say that I am, because I do watch it. But what I would say...
Every episode?
I think most of them, yeah.
Really?
It's like one of these things where you can't become addicted to it.
Yeah, I got a bit like that with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and then I thought this is getting ridiculous.
And you cut yourself off.
But thank goodness it was only on for 3 weeks. I cut myself off. Yeah. Well, because I thought, imagine, you see, the thing is, it's all the time I waste. I think I could have spent it on my own things.
Sometimes, though.
I know.
Need to relax.
Oh, yeah. It does help you relax.
But, no, I think... No matter what you think about it, it has really raised the profile of Brentwood and brought some fantastic sort of, things to Brentwood. And I know a couple of people personally, small local businesses in Brentwood, who've benefited from this
yeah.
because people are interested.
I
oh, it's Brentwood
well.
In Essex. And I think that's fantastic. That's just great.
Yeah.
Really good.
And perhaps because it's just got people interested in the town in the first place, or perhaps... organisations like Vintage Victory can help to keep that profile up, because I always think that people eventually get bored of the same thing. So it's all about now people are listening and people are coming to Brentwood. Now it is our opportunity to tell these people that weren't aware of it or passionate about Brentwood that we are here too, you know, and we're good parts. Well, of course we are. We are the real Only Way Is Brentwood, Only Way Is Essex. We are the real life. We were here from the start. Okay, thank you so much for coming in today, Katie. What are your contact
thank
details,
you.
Please?
Right, well, my email is Katie, Katy, at vintagevictory.com, and the website is vintagevictory.com. You can contact us through those methods. And I think, Gabby, you're going to take down some more information on that you'll
yep.
put on the blog, and that'll all be there.
I'll put all of your information. I've got your
you.
Information. I've got your cards.
Yes.
So, and in fact, I even saw some of your leaflets round at St. Thomas's Church in their little
oh,
tea
excellent.
Room.
Excellent.
Yeah, there was some on the side. I thought, oh, good. I'm glad to see that they're out doing their marketing.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Because
yes.
I was there for exactly the same reason. Brilliant. Okay, here's Earth, Wind and Fire. Get boogie down, down on hometown. The boogie down, down on hometown. The boogie down, down on hometown. The boogie down.
Get to move, it's alright, alright, alright.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's one lane closed on the A127 Southend Arterial Road eastbound in Southend on Sea between the Progress Road Junction and the Bell House Road Junction because of emergency repairs. Ingrave Road in Brentwood is busy but moving northbound around Wilson's Corner. Onger Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A123 High Street Junction. You'll also find that Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. There's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between Junction 29 and Junction 30. Major road works on the A130 Sadler's Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 Junction. Road works on the A176 Noak Hill Road in Billericay between the Wash Road Junction and the St Agnes Road Junction. High Street in Brentwood, there are gas mains work at the B185 Kings Road Junction. Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction and Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction because of roadworks. Diversions are in operation.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Radio advertising really does work. And here at Phoenix FM, our sales team are geared to helping you get your message across to your customers. Research shows that people do not switch off or turn over to avoid radio advertising and so are available to listen to any message that is creative, relevant and perhaps intriguing. Radio advertising is also one of the most cost-effective ways of promoting your business. And here at Phoenix, we'll guide you to the best value approach for you, whether it's spot advertising or sponsoring a show. Remember, radio is a friend and it can work for you at surprisingly economical rates. Call Phoenix today on 01277 849931 and let us help you spread the word.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the all unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show will be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Tuesday the 13th of December to Friday the 16th at 7:30 p.m, Little Women is going to be adapted for the stage by Connie Stevens. It's a Myriad Productions and it will take place at Ingatestone Hall in Hall Lane, Ingatestone. Set in New England during the American Civil War, this enchanting new stage adaptation follows the four girls through their struggles as adolescents to their triumphs as young women. It's £12 to go along, £10 for concessions. Contact 0844 847 2454 or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events for more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.